Razan and Najal represents the contrast between the two sides in the starkest manner. A medic driven by love to save lives was shot by a sniper driven by hate to take lives. The sacrifice of Razan will not be forgotten. From New York to London, from Toronto to Melbourne, healthcare professionals wore lab coats at the rallies to represent their solidarity with the slain nurse. We will not forget your ultimate sacrifice. Next, I would like to invite Brother Alim Allah to give a speech and to address us. He is one of the veterans and one of the longest members of this resistance movement in Toronto. I take much pride in inviting him up to the podium today. Please give him a warm welcome.
Free, free Palestine!
Free, free Palestine!
Brothers, sisters, friends, comrades, shalom, salamu alaikum, and peace be yours. About a week ago, there was a headline in one of the newspapers saying, Al-Quds Day will go on despite the many attempts to stop it. Some politician expressed great concern about Al-Quds Day going on despite their attempts to stop it. Well, to those people, without naming name, I will not dignify them by naming them. I will say, Al-Quds Day will go on year after year, after year, after year, after Palestine, all Palestine is free from the river to the sea. And what do we have? One Palestinian state for equal rights for all its inhabitants, Jews, Muslims, Christians, believers, non-believers, and no apartheid against any group. Brothers and sisters, yesterday there was another statement, and quoting some politician, about Al-Quds Day and how it's being anti-Semite. They cannot go much further with lies, because all our Al-Quds Day are evident, are documented, are taped. Even they use a picture from another rally in London, UK. Not London, Ontario, not Toronto, Canada, and not Ottawa, Canada. And by the way, I say welcome to Sister Wendy Goldstein from the Canada Post, for the Canada Boat to Gaza. Please give her a big round of applause for being here today. So brothers and sisters, in the last 2 months and longer, we know that civilian, peaceful, quote-unquote peaceful Palestinian resistance and attempt to march to the borders to break the siege were met with a live bullet, were met by snipers, were met by airplane, and more than 100 Palestinians have been massacred, more than 3,500,000 being injured, and the whole international community and Canada are so blind, so indifferent to the suffering of Palestinians, but we are not. We will not be silenced, and we will not be stopped speaking up for Palestine and Palestinians. And to those people who are blindly following and supporting the illegal state, the illegal then state of Israel, I say to them, read Haaretz. The headline of Haaretz is talking about the Knesset is turning Israel into apartheid. This is not Al-Quds Al-Arabi, this is not Al-Akhbar, this is not Press News or Faris News, this is coming from Haaretz. Another columnist in Haaretz, Gideon Levy, talks about massacre in Gaza and genocide in Gaza. I say to those Canadian politicians, get some education. Do yourself a favor. Read and get educated about what's happening in Palestine and what's being written about Palestine and what's being said about Palestine. And before I conclude, I salute every one of you for being here today and make the commitment to be back next year with your friends and neighbors and family.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. And more importantly, we salute every single Palestinian child, girl or a boy, mother and father, a grandmother and a granddaughter for their heroic resistance to their occupiers and to their oppressor. Long live Palestine! Long live Palestine! Long